Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, two men have been left in a critical condition after suffering from severe burns caused by a workplace incident in a rural mine near Mount Isa. A steam vent opened adjacent to where the men were working in the Queensland mine's copper smelter. One of the men, aged 26, is reported to have burns over 60% of his body and now is in an induced coma. The other is suffering from burns on 50% of his body. The men were airlifted to a hospital in Brisbane overnight. In a statement, Glencore confirmed that the smelter operations were currently suspended as they managed the situation.
The advocacy group, What Were You Wearing, is organising over a dozen rallies against gender-based violence in the coming days. The first rallies are to be held in Newcastle and Ballarat. Further rallies are planned over the weekend across all major cities, as well as Bendigo, Geelong, Coffs Harbour, Wagga Wagga and Orange. The organisation has five demands, including that the federal government declare violence against women a national emergency. What Were You Wearing founder Sarah Williams says, "I think there is no better time than now to really put pressure on change makers."
Australia had the highest tax rate increase in 2023 out of any developed country in the world. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, reported a 7.6% increase due to a tax offset and bracket creep, and it is lower to middle-income earners who are bearing the burden. Despite this, Australia's 2.9% of their wages are on income tax, which is still well below the OECD average of 34.8%. This report comes out in anticipation of the Stage 3 tax cuts effective from the 1st of July.
The New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties is calling on the Australian government to safeguard an aid flotilla bound for Gaza, which includes Australian citizens. Departing from Turkey, the flotilla plans to deliver more than 5,000 tonnes of humanitarian aid. The council urges diplomatic efforts to ensure the safe passage of the flotilla and expresses disappointment in the lack of action following the death of AIDS workers, including Australians. President Linda Shelley described the flotilla as the international community's failure to prevent suffering in Palestine.
A tourist fee has been implemented in Venice in an attempt to thin huge crowds during peak holiday season. Venice becomes the first city to introduce this payment system, with signs warning tourists about the €5 charge. The fee, alongside changes to cruise ship regulations, have been enforced due to the severe mass tourism occurring as tourists are vastly outweighing the locals. Mayor Luigi Brugnaro told reporters, "We are not closing the city, we are just trying to make it livable."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That is all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
This Saturday, come and join the Brisbane Drum and